There was some fighting that was happening in the next room. Two of our children were getting at each other, so I went out there. I quickly realized that one was bugging the other. So I asked, did you know you were bugging your sibling? And they said, yes. And then I followed up with another question and I said, do you know why you were bugging your sibling? And I expected to have the typical answer, I don't know. But that's not what they said. The reason why they were bugging is because it was fun. It was fun until their father showed up. We expect a seven-year-old to act that way. But isn't it sad when somebody's 37, 47, or 87 years old, and they're still acting this way? One of the big lies that we believe about the life of virtue and the life of vice is that vice is fun. In other words, a life of vice leads to happiness. And that's really a diabolical lie. Two important points. Number one, we can never be happy unless we grow in virtue. The second thing is we will never be like God unless we grow in virtue. So therefore, we want to get rid of our vice to grow in relationship with God and to be happy.